Archers for the week, 30 January to 4 February 2000.
Thanks, love. I'll go and put them in some water.
No. You stay there. I'll see to that. I'll just put this lot down.
Oh, breakfast in bed, too. Oh, lucky me.
Right. Come in now, Jamie.
Happy birthday, Mummy.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Oh, what's this?
Presents, Mummy.
Hey, let's look at these. I wonder what's in here.
Yes.
That one's from me.
Beautifully wrapped. Just look at that bow. Is it a tea towel?
No.
Nice new apron, perhaps?
Well, yeah, I saw we was running out of bin liners, actually.
I hope your daddy's joking. Oh, Sid, it's not, is it?
Well...
It is, it's the dress. It's the one I saw in the sales.
Yes, the one you saw in the sales.
Oh, it is gorgeous. Oh, Sid, come here.
Put it on now.
Oh, well, perhaps not quite yet, Jamie. I've still got some more presents to unwrap.
Yeah, do you want some coffee first?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, where's your special card, Jamie?
Oh, get it.
Yeah, good boy.
Oh, Sid, it's beautiful. And such a surprise I'd never have guessed in a million years.
Well, now you know why I was so late getting back the other night.
What?
Last Thursday, remember?
Oh, you don't mean...
Yes, I was dithering up and down the high street. Oh. Wondering if it was the right thing to get you.
Oh, and I was so horrible to you when you got home. Oh, Sid, I am sorry.
Yeah, so I'm forgiven, am I?
Of course you are. Mm.
And I better warn you, me and Jamie fixed up this little party thing for you.
Party?
Yeah, tea time. Jamie's idea, really.
Oh, a tea party. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, he's been planning it for weeks. He's ever so pleased about it. It's meant to be a secret.
Oh, right. Well, this is turning into a special birthday already, isn't it?
Well, you deserve it, love.
It's nice to be spoilt now and then. Hey, and I hope you're not disappearing anywhere today.
What, me?
Well, at least it's not one of your gym days, anyway.
No. I've cleared my diary. I'm all yours.
Good.
Oh, and while we're waiting for Jamie... There's another one here for me.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, it's nothing very special. But I might as well open it anyway.
Ah, so these are the bin liners, eh?
Oh, well, not quite, no, but it's practical, not fully, you know.
Practical? A mobile phone.
Yeah. Well, thought it might be useful, you know. Don't you reckon?
Yes, yeah, of course. It's just...
Not what you expected.
No, not really, but...
No, well, they had this great deal. It seemed a shame not to take them up on it.
So you've got one too?
Yeah, and they're nice and handy. Fits in your pocket or your bag. So we can keep in touch wherever we go.
Come on. And your gloves. You'll get cold hands.
Hello? Off for a walk?
Yeah, if I can get her to keep her clothes on.
Oh, yes, on a day like this, she'll catch a cold.
That's it. Good girl.
Hey. Hello, Phoebe.
Oh, there's your scarf.
Here, look what I've got for you.
Oh, see that, Phoebes?
I was going through Alice's things this morning and found some picture books. I thought they might do for her.
Oh, thanks.
There, look. Look. What's that? It's a cow, isn't it? Oh, Jennifer, hello.
Good morning.
She's brought some books over for Phoebe.
Oh, that's nice.
Some old ones about this.
Trouble is, she treats books like finger food because she's teething, you know.
Oh, well, I'll look after them for you.
Oh, no, don't worry. I shan't want them back again. I know you're a bit short of books. For her age, I mean.
Oh. Thanks very much.
No, don't eat it. Look at the pictures.
Oh, while I'm here, I don't suppose... I mean, have you heard from Kate at all?
No, not since I last saw you. No,
she hasn't rung us.
Right. Well, I just thought the weekend, you know.
You heard from her?
No, not since the message.
Oh, right.
Still, if she's on her way home, it could be difficult, couldn't it? She's probably on a ferry somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, well, as soon as she does ring me, I'll let you know.
Jennifer, I hope Kate will be back soon, of course, but...
Yes?
In the meantime, we have still got to manage Phoebe.
Well, we've done all right so far, and you know I'm willing to help whenever I can.
Yeah, well, it's the timing, really.
It's a lot harder now I'm back at college. You know, Mum and Dad both working a lot of the time.
Well, yes, I know.
You know, we've been getting by, making arrangements from day to day, but it's not very good for Phoebe.
No. See, we want to work out a proper rotor, so we all know where we stand.
A rotor?
Yeah, so Phoebe's has got a routine she can get used to.
Oh, yes, well, that sounds a sensible idea.
So, say if you could take her for a couple of days a week.
Or 2 days. That shouldn't be a problem at all. I'd be delighted.
But we'd have to work out which 2 days and make sure we stick to them.
Yes. Yes, of course. So when would you like me to have her?
Well,
let's see. I've got the hairdresser tomorrow morning, but, well, I can always ring and cancel that.
No, it's OK. Tomorrow's not so bad. I don't have to go in early.
And Mike says he can help in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the end of the week that's going to be complicated. Say... Thursday, Friday?
Right. Well, I'll have to go home and check my diary.
You think there might be a problem?
Well, if I'm tied up, I'm sure I can change it.
So, you're quite sure about this? And we can say you'll have her on Thursday and Friday every week?
Of course. You know I'm only too pleased to help.
Use it.
Oh, sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, I've been down to John's grave. Didn't see you sitting there.
I just come to pay my respects to my Susan.
Right. Well, I won't...
No. You do as you please. You've as much right to come here as I have.
Aren't you cold without a coat? That east wind...
Cold? No.
I wouldn't sit there for too long, all the same.
Well, when I sit here, I gets to thinking. Sometimes I can't see the sense of it.
Sense of what?
You know what the book says? Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down.
Well... I know it can seem like that sometimes.
Yeah. You've had your share of misfortune, I know, and I'm sorry for it. Maybe I got no right to complain. I've always been a God-fearing man, but it ain't easy. Sometimes life ain't easy to understand.
No.
Take me, Susan. Leave down there. God rest her. Worked herself into an early grave, never had the chance to rest and enjoy the fruits of her labours. And as for me, well, Lord knows I ain't perfect, but I carried on best I could, hoping for better times, and now... it looks as if I'll leave this world with a lot less than I brought into it.
Oh, you can't say that, Joe. Look at the way you've kept your place going, sometimes against all the odds. You ought to be proud of what you've achieved.
No, I ain't proud.
Well, I think you should be. I know a lot of people would agree with me. People whose lives have been a great deal easier than yours. Joe, I know it's none of my business, but if you're in any kind of trouble, I mean, you and the
family... No, don't you fuss about us.
Sure.
If we got troubles, we'd... sooner face them ourselves.
Right. Well, take care. Watch out for that wind, won't you?
I'm sick.
Here, you have one, Betty.
Don't encourage him.
No, I think I'll pass.
Oh, well, you're going to have a hat, though. Jamie, find a hat for Betty. Oh, OK, I'll get it.
Well, look at all this. Balloons and everything. That's what I call a birthday tea.
Yeah, great, isn't it? And Jamie made the scones himself.
Hey, well done, Jamie.
There you are.
Thank you. I'm going to look smart.
Oh, such a surprise. I'd no idea I was having a party.
It was a secret.
It certainly was. And you kept it very well, didn't you?
What a good boy. It's not easy to keep secrets, is it?
And he never said a word.
Kathy, hello. Oh, happy birthday.
Another surprise.
Hi, Betty.
Hello. I'm not really supposed to be here. I'm a gatecrasher.
Why?
She came in to help Frieda with her lunches and we persuaded her to stay.
Oh, I see. Hey, look at all this. Isn't it great?
Now, one more thing to come. Ready, Jamie?
Yes.
Right. Come on, then. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, heavens. I'm not sure if I can take any more surprises.
Oh, I think it's lovely.
Yeah, bet my lot will never do this for me.
Well, thank you both for coming.
Oh, it's exactly what I need. I just met Joe in the churchyard. He was in a very gloomy mood.
And grumbling, as usual.
No, it wasn't like that. He just wasn't his usual self.
Oh?
Well, this should cheer you up. My present from Sid.
Oh?
And before you ask, no, it isn't another hat.
Did you say hat, Betty?
No, not me.
All right, then. Here it is. Ooh. Get a load of that.
Oh, that is fabulous.
Yes, look great on you.
It's the one I saw in the sales.
Well done, Sid. Full marks all round, I'd say.
Oh, and look, there's this to go with it.
Oh, a mobile.
Just a little extra. I was a bit surprised at first. Well, it could be quite useful. Everyone's got one nowadays.
Well, now you have. You'll wonder how you ever manage without it.
So I'm told.
I love the dress.
So, all that and a tea as well.
Yes, I know. I've been really spoilt. Sid's put a lot of thought into it, and Jamie too.
Right, make way. Here we come.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Cake. You didn't make that too.
Not exactly, no.
He lit the candle.
Yeah, look at them all.
We lost count.
Watch it, you.
Can we sing happy birthday?
Of course you can.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathy.
Hello, sweetheart. Guess who?
Waste of time. You could just be playing me up.
When should you?
Oh, any time, really.
She looks well enough anyway, don't she?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm off back to the dairy in a minute.
Dad's gone down to the car, is it?
Yeah, he's down there now.
Where Bloomington?
Oh, I don't know, Eddie. The way he was sat there all through dinner. Ain't even read the paper.
So?
Oh, come on, you know he ain't been himself.
Yeah, maybe I got other things to worry about.
He just can't seem interested in nothing.
So long as he gets his work done.
Don't be too hard on him, Eddie.
I can't run this place on my own, can I?
I know.
I don't want to be out here neither. I'd rather be sat in by the stove.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, the work's got to be done.
I know, I know. Listen, if you do have a moment, you could think about William's birthday present.
What about it?
Oh, we'll have to forget about them driving lessons.
That's
what we promised him, didn't we? No way we can afford him now, and his birthday's only next week.
Okay, I hadn't forgotten.
Sorry.
You know what his birthday is? Yeah. You don't have to go on about it.
Sorry. I just thought I'd better remind you.
Okay, look, you're right. Oh, I'll have to try and think of something. You got any bright ideas?
Plenty of ideas, all cost money.
Well, Oh, I dare say we can scrape a few quid together.
Well, that ain't going to make up for his driving lessons, is it?
Well, who knows? We might still win the lottery.
Don't joke about it, Eddie.
Look there. Really, chucking it down. Is that rain or sleet?
Don't know. Nice and warm in here.
Yes.
What time is it now?
It's not even 4. Oh. Don't have to rush off yet.
Oh, that's nice.
Funny when you think about it. This time yesterday, I was cooking scones with Jamie.
Scones?
Yeah. Told you, remember?
Oh, yeah, the party. Sounds as if it went off all right anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think Kathy appreciated it. She knew it wasn't my idea. It was Jamie's, but I think she liked the dress, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, and just as well. It cost me an arm and a leg, even in the sales. But, well, I felt I'd better get it right this time. After my big no-no at Christmas.
You won't forget that leopard skin hat in her, eh?
I really thought she'd like it.
Of course you did.
Yeah. All right, that's enough.
Oh, no! All right, stop it.
Right. Well, you're a fine one to muck, aren't you? I mean, after I got you that lovely necklace.
Yeah, all right, all right. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Well, that's better. And anyway, like I said, Kathy was really pleased with the dress, and she liked the mobile too.
Oh, yeah, very handy.
Right. And it means it's easier for us to keep in touch, eh? Mm. Yeah, I can call you wherever I am, any time, day or night.
Yeah, you'll have to watch out for the bill, though.
Nah, whatever it costs, it'll be worth it.
Mm. Anyway, Sid...
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, flipping it.
Sid!
My mobile! Where is it? Where is... Help! I must have left it on. Oh, blimey.
Well, answer it, then.
No! Blow it likely. You know who that was? Kathy. She's the only one who's got my number.
So what's she going to think, then?
Oh, I don't know. She can always leave a message. Yeah. How could I forget to turn it off? I must be mad.
Oh, you chicken.
What? You really think I should have... You do, don't you?
Oh, Sid! You don't know how to take a joke, do you?
What joke was it? Like when he covered me with lilac shower gel?
Oh, no, it was freesia.
Oh, I don't know. Your warped sense of humour.
Go on, you love it, really.
Sometimes I think this is all a big game to you. It's like dares, you know? You see how far we can go before somebody catches on.
2 afternoons a week. It's hardly being greedy, isn't it?
All these mysterious hints you keep making about how you can fix up for us to have a night together.
I know, not a whole night. Not yet.
See? There you go again.
Don't you want us to have an evening together?
Yeah. But I'd still like to know how.
Oh, you'll just have to wait and see, won't you?
There you go.
What? Oh,
sorry,
hello.
To break up the party.
Oh, hell, the lamb caught. Oh, I'm sorry, I clean forgot we were meeting up today.
But it's okay, I can hang on a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm just finishing strawing this lot down.
Ruth told me you'd volunteer.
Is that how she put it?
These are the new boards?
Yep. What do you think of them?
Well, yeah, okay. I can't say I'm an expert.
These are something special. They're the latest hybrid. We had to drive Mars to fetch them.
Well, I do think you're very brave, given the current state of...
Yes, all right. I'd rather not go into that now, if you don't mind. Can we talk about the lambs instead?
Okay.
You wanted to discuss the marketing, right?
Yeah, we're going to need point-of-sale material.
Uh-huh, for the butchers.
We'll have to start test marketing in 3 or 4 months, so we ought to get our designs and promotional stuff together soon.
Right. But... Don't the MLC take care of all that? I mean, isn't that part of the deal?
Well, yeah, but we need to come up with some rough ideas for them to work on.
Fine. Though art was never my best subject. It sounds more like your department.
Oh, God, they're not doing all the work.
All right, then.
We're not talking Picasso here. All we need are some rough sketches. I've got paper and some felt tips.
OK. Just give me 2 more minutes, and we'll go back up to the house.
David!
Who is that?
Hi, Clary.
Hello. Oh, I'm coming. I'm looking for Eddie. Have you seen him?
Not since about 4 o'clock this afternoon. He was up with a hedge trimmer.
Oh, no. Did he say where we were going to later?
Not to me, no.
Oh, all right. Sorry to bother you.
Is it urgent?
Oh, Clary, I think I saw his van outside the cat.
The cat and fiddle?
Yeah. Well, it might be worth a try.
I got your double.
What, John? Oh, no, it's my shape, really.
Ah, you can owe me one, all right? Well, cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
So, you ready to tell me what this is all about?
Well,
Oh, come on. I don't like to see you like this. I'm beginning to think I must be losing my touch.
Hey?
I've been sat here for half an hour, right? You haven't tried it on with me once. Something's got to be wrong, innit?
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with you. I just ain't in the mood.
So what is it, then? You gonna tell me?
I've got a cash problem.
Oh. And, how big is this problem?
It don't come a lot bigger. I need a few grand and I need it fast.
A few grand?
Don't ask me why, just take my word for it.
I've tried everything.
I've been to all the usual people.
No one can help me.
You're my last chance.
Me? Oh, come on, Eddie.
I only want a loan. I'll pay it back. Plus interest.
You're out of your mind. Where would I get that sort of money?
I don't know. Your mates in the music business.
Music business, Eddie. We're not talking Wembley Stadium. We're talking 50 quid a night and no expenses. Most of them are even more broke than I am.
That was a mistake. Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
Eddie, you know I'd help you if I could. You can't expect me to do the impossible.
Yeah, oh, I know. I'm sorry. Oh, forget it, eh? Just forget it.
Now, tell you what I can do. I got a couple of hundred stashed away, you know, for a rainy day. I'll lend you that if you like.
Oh, I can't take
it. Now, go on, please. It's yours if you want it. I'm not doing so bad now with the line dancing.
I can't do it, Jolie. Thanks for the offer. Oh, I appreciate it. It wouldn't do any good. It's got to be a few grand or nothing.
So it's really that bad then?
Yeah. I only come to you because I was desperate. There ain't nobody else.
Oh, Eddie. Life's a bitch sometimes, ain't it?
Yeah. And it hurts. It hurts like when I can't even get a birthday present for William.
No one deserves that, do they?
I don't think you feel too big, I can tell you.
Come here.
Eddie?
Oh, bloody neck.
Oh, hello, Clary. Are you going to join us?
Oh, thank you, Jolene. Eddie, you better come home.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming.
You're the time I was getting home too. Bye then, Eddie.
See you.
I'm really sorry I can't help you, honest. Bye, Clary.
Well, are you coming or what?
Okay, I know what you're thinking.
You can save that for later. That cow you penned up, she's starting and I'm sure she's okay.
Can't Dad see to her?
I told you, he won't listen. And William's gone out. He'll have to come home now, Eddie.
Come on. One more like that.
You sure you don't want a hand?
No. You just stay with her. We're almost there.
Oh, poor thing. She's getting tired.
Yeah, well, if Dad had bothered to check up on her...
That ain't fair. You can't just go blaming Joe.
Well, it'll be all over now.
You don't know that, Eddie.
That's it. And again. Go on. Go on.
She can't, Eddie.
Yes, she can. That's it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm worried there.
It's all right, is it?
Yeah, fine. You can bring her in.
Come on then, girl. Come on. Well done.
Yeah, nice looking car. And it's effort.
Oh, well, that's some good news anyway.
Good news? Might have been a year back.
What do you mean? Heifer's still heifer.
Yeah, maybe. Well, as for this one, I suppose we'll see her grow into a milker. We go bust. Well, she won't have no future neither.
Oh, Eddie, I can't bear it.
Have to face up to it, Clary, love. Can't see no other way out. That's why I went to Jolene, to ask for a loan.
Jolene?
Yeah, daft, I know. I had a try, didn't I? That was my last hope. Now it's gone.
Posted in Borchester.
Well, you're going into the shop, aren't you?
Yes.
Look, I'm late already. I may not have the time.
Hi. Morning.
Oh, Siobhan, hello.
You off on your yoghurt run?
Yes, our regular Underwoods delivery.
Hi, Tony.
Morning.
Oh, I never thought I'd end up as a van driver.
No, I bet.
Ah, she loves it, really. Belting round the lanes with the radio blaring.
Rubbish.
Well, if you're going to Underwoods, ask the guy in the food hall when he's going to start selling some decent organic veg.
Probably can't get hold of the stock.
I was looking for some red peppers yesterday. I came home with some imported broccoli and a couple of mangy parsnips.
Terrible, isn't it?
Well, it seems a bit ridiculous. When we've got your place just down the road. Have you never thought of selling your stuff locally?
Ah, we did,
Look,
yes,
you but... explain it to her, Tony. I'll have to go. I'll be late.
Yeah, OK. See you later.
Bye. Drive carefully.
Bye.
We did have a farm shop before you came here, but, well, staff problems, low turnover. In the end, it was more trouble than it was worth.
I see.
So now we send all our stuff straight to the co-op and hard friend.
That's a shame.
Makes life a lot simpler for us.
Morning.
Morning, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, your back tyre looks a bit dodgy. Well past the limit, I'd say.
You're going to shock me for it.
No, but you want to watch it, all the same.
Yeah, thanks for the warning.
Well, I'll be off. Bye-bye.
Bye. I didn't mean to poke my nose in, Eddie. I just thought you might not have noticed.
Yeah, I know. Worn tyres just ain't the priority at the moment.
Oh, right. Well...
Hey, Tony, you got a minute?
Yeah.
I saw you having trouble with that yard tractor of yours.
Ah, yeah, right. Battery was duff. We got it started in the end.
So you were looking to pick up another one?
A tractor? Why?
Well, it just happens I might have a tractor for sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm prepared to part with it for a very reasonable price.
Nice try, Eddie, but I'm not going into the scrap business.
Scrap?
Yeah, we've all seen that old yard tractor of yours and the string that's holding it together.
Oh, I don't mean that one. I mean the other one. Good tractor, that is. And well looked after.
You're selling that one?
Yeah? You interested?
Eddie, I'd like to help you, but I'm afraid I've got to say no. We just don't need another tractor, sorry.
Yeah, OK.
But why are you getting short of it? Isn't it the one you use for your contracting?
Oh, look, my old bicycle pound. I wondered where I got it.
Oh, an old Pargeter heirloom.
All this stuff is from the old pigsties. Reg has been clearing them out.
Just between ourselves, I think Julia has a few doubts about these pigs.
I've told her they're only the very best pedigree Tamworths. They'll be from very good homes. And we'll be helping to save a rare breed.
Ah, the aristocrats of the pig race.
Absolutely. Anyway, they won't be coming for a while yet. There's still a lot of work to be done on the styes.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll sally forth and find your mother.
Ah, here's Lizzie.
Ah, and the twins. So what have they been up to?
Oh, they've been to a twins club in Borchester.
Really? Well, that's one club I haven't come across. How do you become a member?
Oh, hello, how did you get on?
Oh, it's great. Had a really nice time. Hi, Lewis.
Good morning.
Lewis has come to take Mummy out to lunch.
Right. Can you give me a hand, Nigel?
Yes, of course.
We'll get these two inside and I'll tell you all about it.
There, Freddy. In you go. Now, you sit there while Mummy feeds Lily.
All those twins together, it was fantastic. And there was one set of triplets.
But gosh.
The other mums were brilliant. They've all been on just the same roller coaster as we have. The first thing they did was to congratulate me for just getting there on time.
It's quite an achievement.
Yes, I thought so too.
And where did all these other multiple babies come from?
Oh, everywhere. Quite a few from the new estates around Borchester. They made me feel really welcome.
Good.
It was just so nice to realise we're not the only ones. And they've given me lots of useful advice.
Sisters in adversity.
You should have heard some of their stories. They'd have it much worse than we have. I mean, in spite of my own complications.
Really?
Yeah, it made me realise how incredibly lucky I am. Supportive husband and mum, a lovely home, and Mrs. Pugsley. And Julia too, I suppose.
She does her best. Oh, she's offered to take them out in the pram again this afternoon.
Okay. That's very noble of her.
I'm glad it was such a success. Here's your coffee.
Thanks. Anything exciting happen while I was out?
Yes, I spoke to Liam. He's starting next week.
Oh, good, that's great.
I've got a terrific reference to the Post this morning, too. Seems he ran an excellent shop at Charlesford Hall.
Oh, there'll be plenty for him to do. He'll have to start ordering the stock soon.
Oh, and Mummy had a call from Siobhan.
Really?
She's bought a watercolour, and she's coming to collect it this afternoon.
Oh, good. Well, perhaps we'll see her.
Oh, yes, I rang back, and I asked her for tea. Is that all right?
Mm, great. It'll be lovely to see her. Oh.
Oh, what?
Well, the first week in February. It's when her baby would have been due.
Ah. Oh. Yes, of course. But she seemed quite keen to come over.
Well, it'll probably be okay. But we'll have to be careful, Nigel.
That's really kind of you, Pat. I'll bring it back as soon as I've finished.
Oh, don't worry. I shan't be using it.
Oh, I hope mine turns out like this. Well, if I take it now, I can buy the ingredients this afternoon.
Tomorrow, is it? Roy's birthday?
Yeah, I've left it a bit late.
Oh, my poor feet.
Hello, love.
Oh, I can't even feel my toes anymore. I'm sure I've got frostbite. Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi.
It was quite nice out there, bit of sunshine.
You try standing out in the leeks for a couple of hours, out in the killing fields.
I'm making a sandwich. Do you want one?
Oh, yes, please. Budge over, Hayley. Let me get at the stove.
As my mother would say, you get chilblains.
Hayley's going to cook a meal for Roy's birthday tomorrow.
So what's he getting?
Well, I think it's going to be Italian, if I can buy fresh pasta in Borchester.
Oh, try that place by the old market.
Oh, right. And salad. I want to use organic stuff if I can.
Oh, well.
And before you ask, no, we don't grow red peppers.
You what?
Someone was asking us this morning.
Siobhan. She wondered why we don't sell our stuff locally.
Oh, right.
She did have a point, though, Tony. She made me feel quite guilty.
Well, why?
Yeah, why?
Well, part of what being organic's all about, isn't it? Supplying your local community.
Well, you know why we gave up the shop.
I know,
You're not seriously thinking of reopening it, are you?
Well, as for staffing, we'll soon have Helen back full-time, won't we?
Maybe. Though we can't be sure of that. And she'd still need to be paid.
Yes, okay.
I mean, I'm all for it in principle, but we've got to be realistic.
Well, I'll let you finish your family discussion. I better get to the shop.
Okay, good luck.
But thank you for everything, Pat.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Want some pickle?
Oh, yes, why not?
I mean, if Tony Blair says we're going to be trebling the area of organic crops by 2006...
Is this his speech at the NFU?
Yeah, it was on the radio just now. Why, it's going to be a different world from when we had the shop before.
Is there anything in it for the guys in trouble?
Not straight away. Probably in the longer term, though.
Nothing for the poor old pig farmers? They haven't got a longer term.
He hasn't ruled it out.
Well, it's not on the table, though. For the people who are up against it now.
Oh, come on, Tony. Not being so negative.
Yeah, it's all right for us, Pat. Organic's okay. No, I was thinking of the others. People like the Grundys. The ones who have really got their backs against the wall.
Well, there's going to be proper labelling for a start. Every food will have its country of origin. Well, that's going to help everyone, surely.
True.
Plus, he's backing this new kite mark for British food.
So at least people will know what they're buying.
And he's talking about family farms being more entrepreneurial, getting more income from non-farming things.
Like your shop, I suppose.
Plus support for IT, selling on the internet, just like Helen's been saying.
Yeah, she's very keen.
There was an emphasis on more diversity in the countryside.
He's even talking about going back to mixed farming.
Oh, great.
Looks like we're ahead of the game, Tony. And with the shop.
Did he mention a tax on pesticides?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, shame. Oh, well, at least Brian will be happy with that, I suppose.
Like the hat? It's pretty cool, eh?
You look like one of the village people. Do we all have to wear one?
No, only if you're on the construction site.
Siobhan, it's lovely to see you.
And you. So, this is your new treetop walk?
Yep.
Or it will be when it's finished.
Pretty amazing already. They even let me walk the first half. Fantastic view. You really feel as if you're up there with the birds.
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
You can take the hard hat off now, Nigel.
Oh, yes, I suppose.
And this is going to be your big crowd puller?
Hopefully.
Just one of our many forthcoming attractions.
Fun for all the family.
It'll be great for the kids. I bet your two will be up there as soon as they can walk.
Yes, probably.
Not if I can help it. Shall we?
Where are the twins? Not both asleep, surely?
No, Julia's taken them out in the pram.
Ah, right. Well, I hope I'll see them before I go.
There's plenty of time for that. It's quite chilly out here. Let's go in for some tea, shall we?
Oh, have you got your painting?
Oh, no, I was on my way to the gallery. It's going to look great. I've got just the place for it in the study.
It's that lovely soft view of Hayden Barrow, remember?
Oh, I know, yes. You ought to meet Oliver. He's great fun.
And he's one of our best-selling artists.
I'm glad the gallery's still doing well.
Yes.
Oh, hello. I recognise that pram.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Lewis, hello.
Well, good afternoon.
What's happened to Julia?
Oh, she's making important phone calls to artists. Mm. Thought I'd take these two and get out from under her feet.
I see.
Oh, Lewis, you remember Siobhan, don't you?
Yes, of course. Delighted to meet you again, my dear.
And you?
We're just going in for tea.
Well, what about the twins? Are they both awake?
Lily certainly is. I'm not sure about Freddy.
No, he's conked out.
Oh, look at her little pink cheeks, God bless her.
I was brought up as a firm believer in the benefits of fresh air for babies.
I'm sure you're right.
Oh, and Nigel, the orangery. You wanted to talk to Lewis.
Oh, yes, I did.
Why don't you walk on with him now, and I'll take Siobhan in and make the tea.
Sound right to you, Lewis?
Of course, dear boy. You can help me push.
Right. See you later.
See you.
Oh, bye, Lewis.
Goodbye. Till next time, eh?
Siobhan, I'm sorry about that.
Why sorry?
We're trying to avoid putting you through all that baby talk.
Oh, you were trying to spare my feelings. That was sweet of you.
Must be hard enough for you already. We didn't want to make it any worse.
Oh, it's not so bad. I've had a few moments, of course, but I'm doing okay. Really
good.
And Tim's managed to take tomorrow afternoon off. We're going for a walk and then out for a meal.
Oh, that's nice. I would have asked you over here, but...
Oh, that's really kind of you.
Our life is so hectic. I'm sure you'd rather be on your own with Tim.
I think I would, yes. But thanks. Thanks so much. It's good to know you're here, Elizabeth. You're a real friend.
All her dinner and half a banana.
Right.
And I changed her about 10 minutes ago, so she should be all right.
Great. Thanks, Mum.
Oh, it's the least I could do on your birthday. I wish I could take it for the afternoon as well.
No, you've done your bit. It's my turn.
Now, Phoebe, you be nice to your daddy on his birthday, eh? He's been working hard all the morning.
No chance. Hey, Mischief?
Yeah, that cheeky smile. Oh, well, at least we shan't have to worry tomorrow. It's Jennifer's turn.
Unless she has toothache again.
No, I checked with her again this morning. She's doing tomorrow and Friday. She can't get out of the rota now.
OK.
To be fair, I think she's really looking forward to it now she's got herself organised.
You hear that, Phoebes? You going to be good for Grandma tomorrow? Now, you'll have to mind your manners. Say please and thank you.
Oh, don't tease her. She doesn't understand. Yeah.
And if you're going to be sick, mind the carpet.
Now, You sure you've got everything you need for this afternoon?
Yeah. Where's the rest of that banana?
In the fridge. I should save it for later.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I'll take her straight out for a walk.
Well, make sure she's dressed up nice and warm.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, hi. Come on in.
Hi.
Hello.
I can't stop. I'm not here at all, really, but I just had to come and say happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Did you get my card?
Oh, yeah, yes, great, thanks.
Good. Well, that's just for starters. Plenty more to come.
Are you in a bit of a rush?
Well, I'm on my way back from playgroup.
Oh, right.
You come the long way round, then.
Well, I couldn't help it. I just found myself being drawn over here like I was being magnetised.
Oh, yeah?
Weird, isn't it?
Look, I'm just on my way out to the shop. You have a couple of minutes to yourselves.
Oh, thanks, Betty. Thank you for babysitting
tonight. Oh, no, my pleasure. You enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Right, where's my coat? Oh, Roy, give Phoebe a tea about 5. I'll be back in time to take over.
OK. Yeah, I'll see you later.
See you then. Bye, Hayley.
Bye.
Yeah, OK, you. We haven't forgotten about you. Come on, then.
So how are you doing? How's your birthday been so far?
Oh, yeah. Great. I mean, this pudding here had me up at 6 to say happy birthday, and then it was lectures all morning.
Well, never mind. I'll make up for it later.
Yeah?
6 o'clock, sharp at my place, and don't have any tea. You're going to be really hungry.
Yeah, okay.
You sure we're still on the footpath?
Look, style. Style means footpath.
Here's a tractor. What about the sheep?
Well, as long as we don't run amok and savage them ferociously, I think we'll be fine.
All right, all right. Come on, be a gentleman. Give me a hand.
Please, allow me.
Thank you. Which way now?
Straight across, but there's another stile into the wood.
Shouldn't we be turning for home soon? I want to be back in time for a bath.
Well, there's plenty of time. The restaurant's not booked till 7.
Tim, just how much further are we going? Oh, hello.
It's OK if we come on through.
Why not? Everyone else, Dad. You're welcome.
I wasn't too sure about Tim's map reading. I mean, if we had a map. Which we haven't.
It's okay. Just got done.
Is your new land?
Yeah. Well, not so new, some of them. 3 or 4 weeks.
Look at them. Must be hundreds.
Yeah. Ooh, we've done quite well. Our first lot finished last week. We've got a breather now, so we're going to march.
Oh, you must have been busy, though.
Oh, I'm getting over it now. Starting to feel like a human being again.
Now they've just got to be fed and looked after.
Yeah, that's the easy bit. I'll just chuck them a bale or two. Keep the ewes quiet.
Phil Archer tells me you formed a co-op to market the lamb.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you?
Yeah, at the Brookfield party after Christmas.
Ah.
Had a really interesting discussion.
Yeah, so I heard.
Yeah, look at the barber.
Oh, it's another walker.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. I've sold tickets for this.
Yeah, you got quite an audience.
Hello. She's having a great time up there, isn't she?
Yeah. She can pull me ears and watch the scenery.
Hello, Phoebe. Oh, you remember the doctor, eh?
Yeah, I know. Lots of lambs, isn't there?
So, you're all being a full-time dad at the moment. Is her mum away on holiday?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's my little sister. She's putting herself in North Africa.
Well, I think we ought to press on.
Okay, lead on. If we're not back by sundown, send out a search party.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Some holiday. 6 weeks and still counting.
Okay. It's not so far from the truth, is it?
I wish I knew, Debbie.
Mum still seems convinced she's on her way home.
Well, maybe.
I don't think so.
Well, from what Kate said to me...
What? Have you heard from her again?
Oh, no, nothing. This was when she left.
Oh, right. So, did she give you any idea at all when she'd be back?
No, not so many words. It was just like, you know, reading between the lines, you know? I got the feeling this is, well, more than just a holiday.
Yeah, but she won't be away for much longer, surely.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, this is all very nice, isn't it?
Yes. Well, let's just hope it's as good as its reputation. I feel like indulging myself tonight.
Mm, me too. After that marathon you led me on. Well, it's true what they say about exercise building up your appetite. I'm famished.
Good, so am I.
If only my blisters weren't hurting so much.
Oh, shall I ask the waiter for a foot bath?
Yeah, very funny. No, I'll survive.
So, what are you going to have?
Ooh, look at this. These are only the starters.
Mm. Oh, the crab sounds good.
Mm-hmm. But...
I think that, or the salmon.
Mm. You know, I think maybe I'll just have a salad for starters. Keep some space for the main course.
Oh, come on, darling. We're supposed to be treating ourselves, remember?
Well, OK, in that case, maybe I'll have the crab and the salmon.
Mm. Hayley, this is magic. This is really gorgeous. It's a gourmet experience. Mm.
You're just saying that.
No, it's the best. It's the best pasta I've had in 22 years.
You really think so? Mm.
Bravissimo. You make as good a pasta as my mama, huh?
Oh. thank you, Mr. Tucker. We'll be in touch. Please.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you like a man?
Oh, shut up. Have another olive.
Mm. Have some more of this first.
It was a bit of a giveaway, asking you to bring Italian wine, wasn't it?
Eh? No, I thought of eating Chinese or Indian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it's great, honest. I mean, you've gone to all this trouble just for your birthday.
Well, I mean, there's nothing special about being 22, is there?
Yeah, it's all the twos, you know. I'm 22 on the 2nd of the 2nd in 2000. It's good, eh? Lovely olives.
Yeah, well, when you've quite finished rabbiting on...
Eh?
I'll say it one more time. Here. Happy birthday, Roy.
Mm.
Ah, bottle's looking a bit empty.
You have it. I'm doing fine for now.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wish I could cook like that.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Cheers.
Cheers. You know, I've been waiting for someone to walk in here with a baby.
I think we're pretty safe in a place like this.
I know, but honestly, Tim, I can't seem to get away from them. Everywhere I've been in the last couple of days... The twins at the Pargeters, then Roy Tucker's little daughter.
Yes.
And a whole field full of cuddly little lambs all waving their tails. I don't know if it's fate or what.
Well, I'm glad you see the funny side.
Ah, you've got to laugh, haven't you? Anyway, it's not half as bad as I thought it would be.
Really? You're not just saying that?
No, really. What about you? You haven't had much to say about it.
Luckily, I've been too busy to dwell on it.
Okay. You hide behind your male reserve.
No. Anyway, I asked you first.
Well, if I'm honest, I thought it might still be difficult seeing Elizabeth and the twins.
Yes, I did wonder about that when you said you were going.
But it was fine. It was great, actually. Elizabeth was so kind and sensitive, I needn't have worried at all. They're gorgeous babies, of course, but when you see Nigel and Elizabeth now... You realise how their lives have been completely taken over by the twins. They hardly get a moment to themselves. And they both look so shattered all the time.
Yes, I can see Nigel ending up with a few more grey hairs.
You know, they've no freedom at all anymore. Everything they do has to be planned right down to the last detail. It makes you realise that our life does have its compensations.
Yes, that's true. But you do still want to keep trying, don't you?
Oh, don't worry about that. I haven't gone off the whole idea of having children.
Good. Just checking.
If it does happen, well, of course, it'll be wonderful. But we can't spend our whole lives just waiting. There are so many other things that I could do, that I want to do. So I'm going to do them while I can.
Roy!
What?
You know what?
No.
We could have gone to a club.
Yeah?
But no. We thought we'd have a quiet meal at home. And now look at us.
Just go with the flow, Hayley. Just go with the flow.
Oh, it's so cool and laid back.
Sorry. A bit cramped here, you know.
Okay.
Need more room to move.
Okay. Okay, push the settee back. Come on, step left.
All right, yeah.
Right, go on. Ow! No!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! I said, push it!
It's no good. I'm finished. Can't get up now.
Oh, get off me. Wait, I can't breathe.
Are you okay?
Yes. Not that you care.
No, I didn't mean to flatten you, honest.
No. Plenty of time for that later.
Mm.
Oh, I want a drink. Where's my glass?
Over here.
We ought to turn that stuff down. Poor Marjorie, she'll be doing a nurse.
All right.
Roy?
Hang on.
There you go.
Cheers. Oh. It's comfy down here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Look at me. I help out a mate, this kid, out of the goodness of my heart. And before I know it, I'm down on the carpet, my head full of wine, completely powerless to resist.
Hayley.
Yeah.
You do know that I don't just want you because of, because you're good with Phoebe. It's because you're so...
Yeah?
So great and gorgeous and...
Yeah.
You know, you're beautiful.
Oh, I'm just saying that.
No, it's true. I always thought so.
Thank you. And since you ask, I always thought you were lovely too.
No, you haven't.
What do you mean?
You said before, you said it didn't even cross your mind.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I always thought you were gorgeous.
Maybe, but...
Are you disagreeing with me, Roy?
No,
well, shut up.
Okay, but...
Roy, whatever I said then, I want you now.
Yeah?
Yes.
So long as you...
Not another word.
Time would you like me to start?
Well, the darts will kick off about 7. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want me to stay all night?
Yeah, it'd be great if you could. Big match tonight, semi-finals against the Fleece at Little Croxley.
Okay, then. Hello, Clary. Playing hooky?
No, I'm on my way back to the dairy. Just called in to check about tonight.
Right. Thought it'd save a phone call, you know.
Oh, well, any problems, you can always reach us on our new mobile.
Oh, Sid. Hey?
Oh, Sid got us one each for my birthday.
Oh.
Now, you say, didn't you have one before? And I say, no, the great revolution in mobile telecommunications passed us by somehow.
And we ain't got one neither.
Oh, quite right, they're a mixed blessing. I mean, do you really want people to bother you when you're out shopping or having a nice, quiet cup of coffee? Whatever happened to privacy?
Yeah, you mean like when you tried to ring me at the gym?
Oh, that was just to see if the thing worked. I promise not to do it again.
Fair enough. And speaking of which, nearly time I was off.
Well, should have kept my mouth shut, shouldn't I, Clary?
Well,
sooner I go, sooner I'll be back.
Yeah, and I've heard that before. And it's the line dancing tonight as well as the darts.
Don't worry, I'll be back, I promise.
Right, hear that, Clary. If he's so much as a minute late, we'll take him out the back and deal with him.
Huh. That a threat or a promise?
Careful, I can do a very painful Chinese burn.
Oh, no, not the Chinese burn, please.
I must get back to work. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Clary.
Bye-bye.
Right, just check the ploughman's and then
I think
I'll...
Clary's all right.
Huh?
Well, she's very quiet.
Oh, you mean she didn't laugh at our jokes?
No, seriously. She's not her normal cheerful self at all.
Maybe she's just tired.
Well, just between you and me.
Huh?
Yeah, well, this may be gossip, but I've heard Eddie was in the cat the other night, and guess who was with him?
Who?
Jolene.
Oh. Well, so what?
Okay, so it might have been perfectly innocent. On the other hand...
No, sure there's nothing to it. Jolene's got far more sense than to mess around with a total waster like Eddie.
Well... I hope you're right.
Oh, look. Here's Grandpa now. Just wave to him, shall we? Hello, Grandpa.
Hello. What have you been up to?
We've been to see the deer. We found some lovely fir cones by the wood, didn't we, Phoebe?
Yeah, so I see.
If it's wet tomorrow, we can stay in and decorate them, or we can make them into a mobile.
Tomorrow?
I told you, darling. We're having it tomorrow too. Our new rotor.
So is this going to be the same every week then?
Well, most weeks it'll be Thursday and Friday, but next week it'll be Monday and Tuesday.
Why is that?
Well, Roy's got an essay to finish, and
I'm busy next Friday anyway.
Sounds complicated already.
No, no. Betty and I have worked it all out carefully between us and it should work very well.
Well, it's up to you, I suppose.
Brian, Phoebe's no trouble at all and I think we're jolly lucky to have her.
Yes, yeah, I know. It's a shame I've been on the phone to Matt since lunchtime.
Dear, is anything wrong?
No, nothing at all. No, just the usual. He thinks I've got nothing better to do than chat to him for hours on end.
Well, if you're free now, why don't you come in and play with Phoebe for half an hour?
Well...
Well, that should take your mind off Matt Crawford.
No, I've got to go and talk to Debbie about our cropping plans.
Oh. Darling, you getting cold? Brian, look, hold these while I get her out of our way.
All right.
Come on, darling. Let's go in and warm up, shall we? There we are. Honestly, Brian, she's been so good. Hardly a squeak out of her.
She looks happy enough, I must say.
She loves it up here. There's so much for her to do and see, all the animals. And there's space for her to potter about the house without getting under anybody's feet.
Yeah.
And I know she's fine with her tuckers, but it's, well, it's good for her to have a change. And we've got time to keep her properly entertained.
Well, you have, perhaps.
And you've got time to hold her while I fold up the buggy.
Yes, of course.
There you go, to Grandpa, darling.
Come on.
I think it's very important. Children need stimulating if they're going to develop properly.
You don't think she gets that at the Tuckers?
Maybe.
Well, even with the best will in the world, if they're so busy, how can they give her all the attention she needs?
Mm-hmm. We don't want to spoil her either.
No, but that doesn't mean I have to dump in front of the television.
Oh?
I know Mike does sometimes. I called round there one afternoon and saw it.
Well, it never seemed to hurt Alice much.
Darling, that's not fair. You know I
didn't. Okay, I was kidding.
Point is, I enjoy looking after her. In fact, as soon as Kate does get home, I'm going to suggest we make another rota.
I see. That's assuming she does come back soon.
Brian, of course she will.
It worked, anyway. He was back a few minutes early.
How good.
Well, he's not scared of me, so he must have been afraid of getting into trouble with you.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Is everything all right? You look
a bit... I'm fine. Yeah. Well, I did do something daft yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, went out and spent £4 on lottery tickets. I only got two numbers.
Yeah, I never seem to get more than two. Makes you wonder why you bother, doesn't it?
Well, don't usually buy them. Well, not like that, four at a time. But, well, other people win, so why not me? Certainly use it.
Couldn't we all?
Ah, Clary, you're here already.
It's called punctuality.
Okay, it's just... Well, that was the fleece captain on the phone. Huh? He says the roads are bad up at Croxley and they're not going to make it.
So no darts match?
No, they're going to rearrange the fixture.
Oh, well, not going to be so busy after all.
Does that mean... Do you still want me here?
Well, why? Would you rather go home?
No, I'm quite happy to stay.
OK, then. Give me and Cathy an easy night.
It's quiet in here, isn't it?
Well, could have gone down the cat.
Nah, felt like a change. Something a bit different.
Well, we'll have to think about that then, won't we?
Yeah. Not tonight, though. Oh. Got to pick up Phoebe in a minute.
10 minutes?
Well, 15. Jennifer can hang on a bit.
No, you're right. Maybe a quiet evening would do me good. Don't know why. I wasn't quite to myself at work this morning. Josie got very annoyed. She kept telling me to wipe the silly smile off my face.
Yeah, well, I sat through a whole lecture on economics. Couldn't remember a single word of it after.
Really?
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Now, you know what I think?
What?
I am not waiting another year for your next birthday. I'll have to get your mum to babysit more often.
Cathy has said about...
Oh, hi, Jolene.
I need the key.
Sid!
Yeah?
Jolene, she wants the key to upstairs.
Right, come in.
There's a few of your dancers waiting already.
Yeah, I had to get Fallon from a mate who's got caught up in the traffic.
Hello there. There you go.
Thanks. I thought you had a darts match tonight.
Yeah, it was cancelled. Icy road.
Oh, not too bad around Borchester.
Maybe they were short of a player and use that as an excuse. Mm.
Gives us a quiet night anyway. And we've got Clarion to help.
Oh. Yeah, maybe I'll... Go and watch the football on the video.
Well, there's no point in us both being stuck out here.
Or, why don't one of you come up and join in my class?
No, thanks.
What about you, Sid?
Me? Well...
Yeah, go on, why don't you?
Yeah, I won't charge you for it.
Well, it's quiet here now, but it might pick up later.
No, I can manage the bar.
No, I'm out of practice.
What you need is a lesson, innit?
Go on, Sid. You'll enjoy it. You take him up there, Jolene.
Hmm. Well, you coming then?
Now, keep still while I wipe your face.
Hello?
Ah, yes, Daddy. Come on in, Roy.
Jennifer said to come straight on through.
Yeah, well, she's all yours. Topped up, overhauled and ready to go.
Great, thanks.
Jenny getting her stuff?
Yeah. Hello, then. You had a nice day?
Oh, she's been fine. Good. She shouldn't be hungry anyway. That's from the amount of stewed apples she's put away.
Oh, that's good. She'll be able to sleep okay tonight.
Right, here's the changing mat. The spare nappies are in the bag.
Thanks. Come on, better get you home to bed then, eh?
She's been so good. She really has. We've had a lovely time.
Oh, it's been peaceful without her. I did more work today than I have all week.
That's good.
Right then.
Just bring her over as soon as you're ready in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, Roy, still no word from Kate, I suppose.
No, I was going to ask you the same.
Well, I expect no news is good news. She's probably still in transit.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Brian, can you help?
No, that's okay. I can manage. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Poppet.
So, no news is good news.
Oh, Brian.
Jenny, you're going to have to accept. We simply don't know when she plans to come home. I mean, we don't really have anything to go on.
Well, I can't think about anything else. Where is she?
I'm sure she's fine.
But why doesn't she ring and tell us?
All that talk about being out of practice, just modesty, I reckon.
Oh, yes, it's natural modesty. Well, I can see he's really getting into it.
Nothing magic about it, really. All comes down to rhythm. Some folks have got it, some haven't.
Sid's definitely got it. Well, you ought to know. Now, I'll have to take your word for it.
You won't have a go now you're up here.
No, I can't leave Tally for too long.
Come on, I'll show you how.
No, really. I just thought I'd nip up and see how Sid was doing.
Though, if you want to see how it's really done, you ought to see a star.
Hmm? Like who?
Well, there's a guy called Rodeo Ross. You
know? Can't say I have.
He's good. He's got his own show. They're on in Felpersham week after next. Start of their national extravaganza tour.
Ooh, extravaganza.
Okay, then, folks, we'll take a break now, 5 minutes.
Hey there, cowboy, where's your horse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, an audience.
Only kidding, I was very impressed.
Yes, well, I'm starting to get back into it.
There, you see, modesty.
Jolene's the expert, not me.
She's just been telling me about, what was his name?
Rodeo Ross. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean, sir.
Rodeo, the name does ring a bell, eh?
Want to see a better show this side of the M40?
When's going to be in Felpersham?
Yeah, and I got hold of a couple of tickets. They're like gold dust. One's going spare. You want it, Kathy?
Me? Oh, no, I'm far too busy. Well, what about you, Sid?
Me? No.
Well, it's yours if you change your mind.
Oh, come on, Sid. You'd enjoy it. What's stopping you?
Well, it's just my job for a start.
If it's just for one night, we can manage.
After all that fuss about me being late.
No, that's different. We can arrange this beforehand. Well?
Well,
be nice to have some company.
There you are. You've got no excuse now.
Okay. Okay, then. You win. Thanks, Jolene.
No, thank you. I really look forward to it now.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm parched. Gonna fetch a drink.
Oh, tell Clary I'm on my way down.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's kind of you to give up your husband for an evening.
No, it'd be good for him. And there might be something in it for me.
So what's that?
Oh, he's so obsessed with this blessed gym, it's getting quite absurd.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, if this gives him another interest, then I'm all for it.
Bottom there.
Hey, designer jeans.
They're quite good value, only £30.
Yeah, we can't afford them, love.
No. What about the edge trimming? You said you're finishing down Brookfield today.
I've already been paid for that. We paid in advance, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Any old, he don't want jeans, he wants driving lessons.
Yeah, but if we can't afford those, the least we can do is get him a pair of jeans.
We haven't got the money, love.
Well, we could borrow it from the housekeeper.
demon and pay it back when we have got it.
Where am I going to find it?
Well, you'll be doing more contracting work, won't you?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
You don't know? You've still got the tractor. There's still work to be done. What's stopping you?
No, I can't be certain.
Do you mean you can't be bothered?
Oh, Clara.
Here I am, working all hours and scraping at my last few pennies to get in the present, and you won't even go out and do a few hours' work?
No, that ain't true, ain't
Well, then why don't you go out and do it?
Oh, Clara, you've got to understand. Things are different now. I can't be sure of nothing no more. Well, maybe I'll get work, maybe I won't. Oh, you know I'd do anything to get William what he wants. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Well, I know it's hard. Hard for all of us.
Maybe James wasn't such a good idea anyway. Can't think of nothing else.
Let's leave it for now, eh? Go away and think about it. Maybe someone will turn up, who knows?
Nearly time I got to work.
Hey,
anyway.
You in there?
Joe, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Eh?
Your pyjamas. You put a coat on top, I can still see them.
Oh.
You come out here, they'll get mud on, and then I'll have to wash them again.
We'll go back in then.
Hey, wait up, still got a farm here.
You done the milking?
There's a frost out there. Someone's got to take a bucket down and thaw out the trough for the heifers.
It'll melt when the sun gets up.
Oh, come on, Dad. I ain't got the time. I'm going down to Brookfield.
Go on, it won't take you long, Joe.
All right. I never said I wouldn't.
Get dressed first, eh?
All right.
Make us some tea while you're at it.
All right.
Oh, fat chance.
Seems to be getting worse every day.
Yeah, I noticed.
No, I mean, I don't like to see him like that. I'd sooner he swore and grumbled like he used to.
Why can't he shake himself up and do something useful?
Like it's just all too much for him.
Yeah, well, you better get used to it.
Good. I think we're almost there. Go for a green background.
No, not that one. No, the darker green.
You think so?
Yeah. Looks kind of richer. You know, spring grass with a good dose of nitrogen.
Yeah, but it's not actually meant to be grass.
No, but it's all about association, isn't it? You know, dark green, rich grass, tasty lamb.
Oh, yeah, see? Right, yeah, very subliminal. Yeah,
that's the word. Got to use psychology to tempt the punter.
OK, dark green it is. Damn, this felt tips of rubbish.
Yeah, how old are they, actually?
I haven't a clue. That Alice says, I promise I'll replace them. Mm.
Oh. Yeah, come in.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Simon.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't be here at all. I just thought I'd take a chance.
We got too much for you, did it?
Yeah. Apart from that, the heating's gone down. I had a lecture cancelled, so I thought I'd seize the opportunity and come out here for lunch.
Oh, right.
I called the farm. Jennifer thought you'd be through here by now.
Yes, yeah, well, we are, more or less.
Uh-huh. Well...
Well, I mean, we've got our design, David. I can always colour it in later.
Okay, then.
So, this is your artwork, huh?
Yes. It's just the, you know, the rough designs. The MLC people will do the final product.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's all pretty bold and eye-catching, without being too strident.
That's the idea.
Though maybe you should go more for the pastoral theme. You know, ye olde English, eh?
What?
Well, say a church spire up here behind an old oak tree and, how about a smiling shepherdess down here in the corner?
Yeah. Oh, Disneyland comes to Borsetshire.
Oh. These colonials, eh?
Anyway, yeah, I'll take these with me now and finish them later.
Okay.
I'm sorry to rush off, but if Sam's got a break, we ought to make the most of it.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you've been locked up in your ivory tower.
Yes, kind of.
First time he's been out here for a fortnight. He's busy most evenings, too.
Oh, blimey. Yes? Oh, sorry. Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
Hi,
Eddie.
Sorry to bother you.
No, it's okay. We're just going. I'll give you a call, David.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay,
bye.
See ya. So, are you all done for now, Eddie?
Right. Yeah, down as far as the brook. Just watch out for the trimmings as you go down the line.
Right, so we owe you for a couple of hours.
No, I reckon we're about even.
No, I worked it out last night. You've done all the trimming we paid you for. This is extra.
Oh, right. Must have got me songs wrong.
Cash okay?
Yeah, fine.
Right. There we go.
So very much. David?
Yeah?
I was thinking. You ever thought
of getting your own trimmer?
Nah, hardly worth our while. Suits us better to use a contractor.
Oh, because I can let you have mine at a good price.
Yours?
Yeah, and the tractor comes with it too.
The tractor? You mean...
Yeah, the one out there parked in the yard. It's got to be worth £3,000. If you pay cash, you can have it for two.
Yeah,
but plus Eddie... 500 for the trimmer. Can't say fairer than that.
Eddie, your tractor? How on earth are you going to manage without it?
That's my problem. Right now I need cash and I don't care where it comes from.
Are things really as bad as that?
Yeah, worse. I don't want this to go any further, mind. Not even to Clara.
No, 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 of course not, mate. Oh, I wish I could help you, Eddie. We just don't need another tractor. I'm sorry.
Well, isn't this nice? It's lovely to see you.
I'm afraid I can't stay long.
No, it's all right. I'll heat up some more soup.
Oh, you sure there's enough? We could go down the pub.
No, no, there's plenty. Brian's had some already and he's back in the office.
Right.
If you look after your niece while I do this. He's been in such a good mood all morning, full of beans.
So how are you finding the new rota, Mum?
Well, it's going very well. I'm enjoying it. She's such a pleasure to have.
Hey, Phoebe, I can see your ears burning.
It's true. She's as good as gold. We hardly have a crossword.
Well, all down to your maternal instincts, I'm sure.
Well, I do have plenty of experience, but I'm sure it's not all to do with that.
No, Mum.
Anyway, tell me, did you finish your designs for the lamb co-op?
Yeah, almost. I'll show you later.
Yeah, when do you have to send them off to the meat and livestock guys?
Well, as soon as I can. Might even take them up there myself.
Really?
If I've got the time.
Where are they? London?
No, Milton Keynes. Not such a long drive, really. Then I can talk them through with their marketing people face to face.
Well, let me know if you do, and I might even come with you.
Milton Keynes?
Yes. I will call in on a friend of mine. Jane, you know?
Oh, what? Nice throw, Phoebe.
Oh, it's just her spoon.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Good as gold, eh?
She's just excited. Here, I'll wash it. Okay.
I hope your grandma's not spoiling you, Phoebe.
No, of course not.
Better make hay while the sun shines. A little bird told me your mummy's going to be home soon.
Well,
that's what we're hoping. Great. Yes.
Well, Debbie said she rang and left a message.
Well, yes, she did. Last
but,
week.
But you remember I said it wasn't very clear.
Oh, right.
Well, some friends of hers are definitely coming home overland.
But we're not absolutely sure she's with them.
Okay, I'm with you.
Well, I can't think where else she might be.
Mum, we'll have to wait until she rings again, won't
we? You know what Kate's like. She mightn't ring at all. She might walk in that door and say, hi, I'm back.
Yeah, perhaps, who knows.
I think Phoebe's going to need changing. You'll excuse me, I'll go and get her things ready.
Okay, Mum.
Oh, sorry. Sounds like I was jumping the gun.
Dear, Mum's frantic because we haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
She's got herself in a real state about it.
Well, she could be right, though. Kate might be on her way back.
Oh, I don't know. If you'd asked me last week, I might have said yes.
What's made you change your mind?
I spoke to Roy the other day. He didn't seem to think she'd be home in a hurry.
Oh, what about Phoebe?
I know. That's what's worrying me now. I think she'd keep in touch just for Phoebe's sake. Hey. Oh. Seems as if she was slowly cutting herself off.
That doesn't sound too good.
You know, when she first went away, I thought she was just being Kate. You know, she'd be back when she'd got it out of her system. Now I'm not so sure.
Come on, you.
Hey,
Eddie. What's going on?
Oh, sorry, did I wake you up?
I want to sleep. Just wonder what all the row was about. What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Oh, Lord, what's the matter? You've got a pipe leaking?
No. Oh, here she comes.
Here, Eddie, why the Lord is...
I'm lifting this board so I can put summer down there.
Under the floorboard?
See that thing?
Oh, it's in a rat poison.
No.
Hello?
Oh, blummy neck, she's back already.
We got no rats in this house.
Shh. Look, if Clary comes up, get ready to put the rug back over.
Are you there, Eddie?
Yeah.
Where's Joe?
He's up here too. He's in the bathroom.
Oh, well, tell him to hurry. I want to have a bath.
Yeah, okay. Be down in a minute. Oh, come on, quick. Give us that thing.
Well, I wish you'd tell me what's going on.
You'll see.
But I still didn't... Here, Eddie. Where'd that cash come from?
Davy Lodge.
I did a bit extra down at Brookfield.
But you never
see. I'm telling you now. And it's going straight in this tin and under the floorboards.
Why, what could you do down there?
Think about it. Huh? In a few weeks' time, you could be bankrupt. You know what they do to bankrupt people? They take everything they got to pay back the debt. Every last blooming penny.
Ah, yeah, well, you're right. That's what they'll do, yeah.
Unless they can't find it. And I'm going to make darn sure they don't get their hands on this.
Ah, yeah, right.
So, everything's got to be cash from now on. And it's going to join this lot. There'll be more when I sell the tractor.
Hey, sell the tractor?
Yeah. Should fetch a couple of grand. And if no one wants it around here, I'll put it in the paper.
Ed, you can't do that. What about the farm?
I'll have to do without it for a while.
Not the tractor. No, you can't, Eddie. I won't let you.
Dad, wake up. Don't you understand? If we don't get through this, we'll be finished.
Finished? But we'll be finished without the tractor.
No. We'll have to do without it for a while.
What the hell, Eddie?
Dad, listen. If we're going to survive, we'll have to make some tough decisions. And if you can't, you better leave it to me.
The Archers is written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.